show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Where's the line for Santa? I've got a few rather expensive items on my list.
Over there, in the media corner.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here, your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama with Chuck and Craig. I'm Chuck.
And I'm Craig.
And this is the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all things geek. This is the show for December 23rd, 2009, and I am crossing my fingers desperately that this show works, because we have a whole lot of variables that have just been introduced, and you know what that means on Technorama. Anything that will go wrong will go wrong.
Chuck's Law.
The Technorama effect.
Technorama effect.
We've got a different mixer hooked up a different way because the other one is out with supposed problems, but I don't think that's quite true. Long story short, we're marching on. There's going to be heavy editing in this show, so I can patch. If it doesn't sound contiguous, blame it on me, because I'm doing the editing this time.
Yeah, I get a Christmas gift.
If you're watching us live on the web stream, we welcome you. We've also changed around a few things to make it easier for you to find. If you just go to the main Technorama page at chuckchat.com, while we're broadcasting live, bam, there it is in your face. You don't need to drill, you don't need to dig, you don't need to even go to any special URL. It's right there. You can see us, you can join the chat room. We've changed the chat server. For years, we've been saying, courtesy of freenode.net, it's now part of, was it ThinStack?
ThinStack. It's Steve Rickyberg's server.
Let's back up a little bit. If this is your first time listening to Technorama, hey, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. We appreciate you giving us your time. Like I said, I'm Chuck Tomasi, and with me is Craig Stepp, that other voice that I introduced earlier. How are you, Craig?
I'm fantastic, Chuck. It's nice to hear your silky sweet voice again.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. And Yuletide greetings.
Yule? Yule Brenner?
Yeah, Yule Brenner. Yeah, the whole thing.
Before we go too much further, I want to remember everyone that this show is sponsored by Citrix GoToAssist. GoToAssist is the wonderful product that helps you do remote assistance. You know, a lot of people are going to be getting computers for this Christmas, and they're probably going to have a lot of problems with them. How can I remove all this bloatware that's been put on my machine? How can I can't get this. Where's my mail account? Da 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 da. You know, it's going to go on and on.
What about my antivirus?
We don't need no stinking antivirus.
That's right.
Firewalls are for wimps. No.
Yeah.
I kid. All that stuff is good stuff, and other good stuff is Citrix GoToAssist. Help you diagnose their problems, see what's on their screens, file transfers, live chat, Windows or Mac, it doesn't matter. Multiple sessions. I said a lot of people are going to get computers. You're going to have a lot of problems to solve, and the best way to do that is to try GoToAssist free for 30 days. You can try it at GoToAssist.com/tech podcast. That's the important part. If you put on that /tech podcast part, they'll know you came from us. And we get, you know, reimbursed that way. So we appreciate that.
Via snail mail or something.
What?
That's how we get reimbursed.
I think it is. I actually asked about the payments. We're a little behind. But enough about the business end of things. I want to... Oh, look, it's the part where I say, coming up in this show, and play some music. See, I'm going to get used to
I'm holding up the cue card.
What channels are doing what? I haven't used this mixer for this exact purpose. Coming up in this episode of Technorama, we've got space battles, modern D&D, and Star Wars stuff all over the place. Good stuff, Maynard. Coming up right after this.
Hey, Mike, we're down here at the Brit and Yankee.
And those people on Technorama are playing a drop-in we did 2 years ago. What's wrong with them?
I don't know, Phil.
They're just in the 70s, aren't they, really?
They are. They're a little backwards.
Have you had a couple of beers?
I've had more than a few. We're doing the Brit and Yankee holiday party.
We are indeed. So what are we going to do now? Wish those guys happy Christmas?
We should.
All right, let's do it then.
Happy Christmas!
Happy Christmas, there, Chuck and Craig.
101, boys.
Hey, what's that?
It's binary. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, thank you.
This is Douglas C. Welch of Career Opportunities, the High-Tech Career Handbook, and you're listening to Technorama with Chuck and Craig.
Hey, before we get too much further, I want to introduce the team, because Technorama is a team sport.
Hey, wait a minute.
Yes?
Brit and Yankee, well, they sounded like 300 sheets in the wind, didn't they?
300? Dude, be nice.
Oh man, well, it was good to hear from him.
Speaking of the team, I want to give a big thank you to Mark in Memphis for his Christmas donation to the tip jar. Thank you very much, Mark. If you are so inclined, you can go to the Technorama page. There's a couple of PayPal buttons there for you to click on. Either's a regular donation that helps keep our fundage going for the hosting and whatnot. Really appreciate that. There are a number of people that are doing that really help offset the costs of this every month.
Wait, we got people paying us stuff?
Well, kind of.
Oh, we need to talk off air.
There was money in the stocking, thanks to Mark. Mark's our Santa.
Hey, I have somebody who wants to talk to you. I think his first name is Law and his last name's Yer.
Long Yer?
Lawyer.
Lawyer. Okay.
I'm just kidding. I was going to renegotiate.
I want to try out the shiny new chat room.
And here again, I want to mention this to everybody. We moved our chat room. It was on freenode.net. We appreciated them hosting that over there, but now it's on ThinStack. It's ran by Steve Rickyberg from Geek Cred and a couple of his buddies. And, you know, other podcasters are using it. So we're kind of grouping ourselves together with them.
And why did we do this?
Because there's other podcasters on there, and we're kind of grouping ourselves with them.
And didn't you say something about it being lighter, faster, cheaper?
Oh, well, yeah. Well, you know, there's not much traffic on, or as much traffic on their network as it is like on Freenode. So I think that they have a better up time. Well, I had to work on that one. Uptime.
So
and plus, we were able to use a little different chat client on the website, so it's not Java based anymore. It's using Ajax. So if you use the client on the website, it's pretty good. And their webcam page is all integrated into our website, so you can go there if you want to go there anytime and jump into the chat room, whether we're recording or not. Go in there, right on the top menu, it says webcam and chat. Click on that, and it'll open it right up. Otherwise, if we're recording, you just pop on, you'll see it, you know, up when you come in.
Can I do the news now?
Sure.
Hey. Good news, anyone?
But you forgot the chat room, didn't you?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Let's go back to the chat room.
Boy, we're like a found rusted clock tonight.
I was just kind of happy about our graphics and everything.
Yeah.
Okay, it looks like we've taken a Christmas theme tonight. Gee, what a surprise.
Oh, wait,
I should also mention
it,
that we're doing this a little off night. Normally we record on Sunday nights, but due to technical difficulties and bad tempers, this is being recorded really and for truly on Wednesday the 23rd.
Yeah, it's the Technorama before Christmas.
Christmas Eve.
Wait, it was the Technorama before Christmas.
All right, chat room roll call.
Oh, you got to sing it.
We have AD in a pear tree. Chiron Beta Marv.
You got to sing this, man, by the way.
Claudio Holy Knight. Captain Rootbeer. I didn't see what he changed it to. I can't read the whole thing.
He wants a silent night. Captain Rootbeer wants a silent night.
Oh, that's what it says? I can't. Yeah, it gets cut off at WAN. I thought he was a wide area network. We got Gru. We got Santa's Got a Brand. Stu Hark the Herald. Susie the Geek. Oh, I love that song. It's my favorite Christmas theme. Susie the Geek. Tim Elliott and Zaha Doom roasting. Must be on an open fire.
Hey, by the way, I was going to say, I think you need to open your little window up there because it's
I can just watch the names go by.
Yeah, Santa's got a brand new Tim.
Okay, forget what I said about Ice Chat earlier. It has a fatal flaw. It truncates the names in the nick list.
Oh, it does. Oh, that's not good.
I got Santa's got a brand dot dot. And with that, let us go to the birthday calendar, because there are a lot of people with birthdays around Christmas. This is our listener birthday calendar, by the way. And if you want to get on the listener birthday calendar, we don't have a new shiny way to do that. It's still the Technorama Wiki at chuckchat.com/wiki. Look for the birthday calendar and we'll call out your name as your birthday approaches. And if it's not your birthday this week, good on you anyway. Happy birthday. Hope you have a happy holidays. Merry Christmas, Festivus, Kwanzaa, whatever it happens to be. Festivus.
Hey, I found a website where you can buy an aluminum pole for Festivus.
Birthdays. December 23rd. That would be today. Richard Green. Happy birthday, Mainframe. He's not in the chat room at the moment. Mad Boom on the 24th. 25th, Joel Parks, a.k.a. AgroJag Ama. That sounds like a song.
Agra Jag Mama. Amma.
December 29th, C. Do I have to say that one? I think somebody put that in.
Say it.
Okay.
It's a medical term.
Happy birthday, Mr. Men.
It's a medical term. It's okay.
December 31st is also Shadowbird's mom. Is Shadowbird's mom a listener, or are you just like throwing in relatives so you don't forget?
Yeah, yeah. We actually remind him of his family's birthdays.
Also on December 31st is Jeremy from Winnipeg, a.k.a. Mr. Sim. We are very far into this show, and we have just gotten off the birthday calendar. So
Yeah, let's move along.
If you happen to be around on normally Sunday nights, give us a listen. Watch us. We have Ustream, too. All right on the page. Craig's made it so simple. We're probably going to see some tweaks to that. You know, maybe a little refining and polishing.
Sure.
Okay, we'll see. But it's kind of cool. I like that.
It's a work in progress.
Now can we do the news?
Okay.
Please, 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 Santa.
Ho, 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 go ahead.
Bring up the news. There we go. Oh, play the thing.
Good news, everyone.
There we go.
It's like in your face. It's like you're
in
cleaning
the
gun and it went off.
Come on, play. Boom. Ah, my eye. You'll shoot your eye out. I podcasted my eye out.
You'll shoot your ears out.
Which reminds me, which is a great lead-in. We kind of segued over our first story into the second. Good enough. We'll come back.
Okay.
The Friends in Tech Geek Christmas story is out. If you haven't listened to it, please go over to Friends in Tech, or some of the other Friends in Tech shows have been putting it in their feed. It's a great piece of fun. If you've been listening to podcasts for a while, you probably know that Friends in Tech has put out holiday specials, usually Halloween or Christmas, for several years now.
Mm-hmm.
Craig, I got to tell you, you did an awesome job writing this. Craig did the writing. We've got contributions from all over the podosphere. Many voices you'll probably recognize. I was very busy, so I only had a bit part, which is fine. But
that's all right. I really appreciate that because I try my best, and I'm not a professional writer, but well, I guess I am now.
That was fun. Yeah. Well, not until March when it actually shows up on the shelf.
True. True. But yeah, it was a lot of fun to write, and everybody did a bang up job, so it's not just me.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Now, the first story, that's now the second story, the party of the first part shall be party of the second part, is all about the physics of space battles. Yorga sends us this article, which came to us over at Gizmodo.
Gizmodo.
Oh, wait, I got to show it on the screen. This is even more fun. I love doing this. This is just way too cool. Okay, Gizmodo, physics of space battles. And you know how different shows and movies and things have had their own take on how space battles will go and what spaceships will look like. This gets into more of, there were a couple of physicists. Joseph Shore is a PhD candidate in aerospace engineering, studying how modular spacecraft could be assembled and hoping that there will be the telescopes and human exploration vehicles of the future and not for crushing the dreams of Martian colonists. Well, he was conferring with one of his buddies and said, the whole warp drive thing and going forwards and backwards and up and down is a great idea, but it's just not practical. That's not what spaceships will be doing. And laser beams and nuclear bombs and things aren't really what the weapons are going to be like in the future, based on what we know now. If you explode a bomb on Earth, it's mainly devastating because of the shock waves, right?
Okay.
And the rapid expansion of the gases.
Right.
What happens in space? Well, it just kind of goes, poof. There's no, space is basically a vacuum, so there's no shock waves.
No concussion, is that what you mean?
What makes the most damage is good old-fashioned projectiles, a.k.a. bullets, because they go ripping through stuff and tear out delicate instruments.
Or put a hole in a hole.
And in order to get acceleration and whatnot, you use the gravity of a planet or a star or something. So a lot of this stuff is very practical and what we would think of if we were to do it today. So, you know, while sci-fi is fun and suspend belief and all that stuff, it kind of puts a real spin on the physics of space battles.
You know, I never really thought about that. And I guess
somebody did.
That's why I'm not a theoretical physicist.
Good thing for us.
But yeah, I mean, I never really thought about that. I guess would there not be some kind of concussion or something? Like if something explodes, you know.
Maybe a star.
I guess maybe, until shields are invented, I guess you would be shooting like projectiles like spikes or something like that, trying to put a hole in the hole. Anyway, I was just trying to envision some of the weapons that they would use. I guess that makes sense. Well, maybe everybody's just happy in space. We don't need weapons.
Yeah, like that's going to happen. how will the United States come about as a British colony? You think the Martians are going to be content with being an Earth colony forever?
Yeah, everything's happy until the Klingons show up. Yay. Kumbaya.
Wow.
All
right. Yeah, kumbaya. Doesn't that start with a K? And more like, kumbaya.
Oh, no, we've been infiltrated.
Christmas songs by the Klingons.
Yeah.
Weren't we going to sing something like that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Then what we will look at is
Hacks and Strange Stories.
We got some news about Lenny later.
Hey, I like this hack.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, baby.
IO9. We found the future.
And we found it's the Millennium Falcon bed. This is a bed made by, what was her name? I'm looking for her name. Anyway, She's the same girl that made the hamburger bed. I don't know if we talked about that on our show.
I don't think we did do the hamburger bed.
Yeah, but it looks like a big hamburger, and you sleep in, you know, under the lettuce or cheese, wherever you want
to. So it's fairly adaptable to turn a hamburger into a Millennium Falcon, apparently.
Of course. Well, it's got the same basic shape.
And the little deflector dish thingy makes a nice throw pillow.
Yeah. So she's got it looks just like the Millennium Falcon, like you'd imagine with the cockpit off to the side and the
and it's kind of cool because the engines actually light up the wall behind you.
That it, yeah, that does, doesn't it? I didn't think about that. But yeah, it has the little headlights in the front and it has a place. I like how they demonstrate a place to put your keyboard.
Well, that's a feature every bed needs, right?
Yeah. I've been trying to tell my wife that, but
there's one picture with little stuffed Ewok and Jar Jar dolls in the cockpit.
So. Oh, talk about mood breaker.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. What's it? Oh, never mind.
Misa no like that, touchy.
Yeah. All right.
Can we move on?
Yeah.
Okay, moving on to D&D. Apparently, somebody's taken the Microsoft Surface table and put a D&D game on it with all virtual pieces and dice and things. Now,
of course.
This makes sense to me. Using this as a game table? Rock on, man. Think about it. Granted, you can't actually pick up and touch the pieces, but you could save where you're going. You could easily change between games. You could, how long does a game of Monopoly usually take? Several hours?
Yeah, it'd be cool. It'd be like, remember Diablo, where you kind of had the top-down kind of look? That's what it looks like. And if you could integrate a little bit of animation in there, like, your player takes a hit, you know, that kind of thing. It'd be really cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like a like the mech warrior things?
Yeah, like you roll. Yeah, like you roll.
Like Star Wars, where they pick up and crush the other guy.
Yeah.
You're standing outside a tavern. There
well,
is
droids
a...
aren't known for pulling arms off of other... But no, it'd be cool if you... Actually, you wouldn't even need... Oh, I'd be kind of sad. You wouldn't even need a dice in your hand. You could kind of roll it and show it on the table. And then, like, see, like I said, if your character takes a hit, you could kind of have him go, oh, you know, a little animation or something.
I think that's just awesome. I for a game table, I would get this.
You know, it'd be really cool if you could make something like this, not with necessarily Microsoft Surface, but Surface. But if you had like a projector and project it down onto a table, and did some kind of hack like that, I think that'd be totally doable.
All right, our third hack and strange story. I'm not sure what I think of this. I've kind of got mixed feelings, but this is the radio-controlled Starship Enterprise that flies underwater.
You're just upset because it was. I put it in the show notes late.
No. Okay. One side of me says this is kind of like the Island of Misfit Toys. Who wants an Enterprise that swims?
A spaceship in water.
the other part of me thinks, well, that's how the astronauts train, right?
Yeah. Actually, if you did you watch the video yet?
No, it just showed up in the show notes.
Oh, how'd that happen? Anyway,
would you like me to watch it now?
No. If you flip through it, yeah, you know, you can watch the whole thing. It's 7.5 minutes, but there's a few shots where it looks just like a flyby like they had in the movie. It's really cool, you know, because it's just because it's kind of smooth and slow. It has a little water jet or some kind of propulsion that comes out the where the hangar bay is and the you know, the midsection, and you can kind of see it turn. So he's using that to kind of make it, you know, turn in different angles. It's pretty cool. Even got lights. It's got lights. The deflector dish lights up.
Yeah, I see that. And the lights would actually work, you know, as kind of, you know, the laser phaser cannons, they'd go through the water and you could actually see the beams. Yeah. So that'd be kind of cool.
You know, it'd be really neat if you turn the lights off in the pool, okay, in the pool area.
Ooh.
But use a light off the camera so it would look like it was in space.
Is it neutrally buoyant?
It would have to be because it's not floating exactly.
It's a little heavy in the bow. Crash.
Yeah. Scotty, get some weight in the back.
Captain, we're losing ballast.
Scotty, I need some junk in our trunk. All
right. No, stop right there. And with that, we're going to the Remember When segment.
Okay.
Remember when you had to burn wood or some fossil fuel to cook your food? Remember when you had one phone in your house and it was attached to the wall? Remember when computers filled a room the size of your garage? Technorama remembers.
In our first Technorama story, we've got, thanks to Steve Holden over at Tech News Radio, we've got the security of the Hoover Dam in photo form, which I thought was just awesome. Let me see if I can pull that up on the old desktop. There are 17 different images around here, some of which we got to see, some of which we didn't.
Well, some of these pictures, that looks just like the ones I took.
Well, you know, how many different pictures can you take from,
I just meant that it's kind of funny when you look at it. I was like, hey, that looks like one I took, but it's not.
One of the many tunnels.
There are many tunnels.
Rock tunnel, concrete, looks pretty familiar.
Yeah.
There's the generator room with the big American flag, and although they got to go some places we didn't, like way down in the gorge and look up at the dam. Now, we're going to have to talk to Charlie next time we're out there.
Yeah, let's go back to the Hoover Dam.
Although this was very security focused. We didn't take a picture of the police station. In fact, I don't remember even seeing a police station.
Police station. Well, you know, part of the reason they're building that bridge was for security because they didn't like, you know, for historically cars have been driving over the Hoover Dam for a long time. Well, since September 11th, that's actually a big problem.
Yeah, a lot of trucks and things have to be rerouted.
Mm-hmm. So they're building a bridge to kind of bypass driving across it. Of course, you can still visit it, but not like not the sense you can drive over it like now.
Okay, here's a test. Do you remember what make of escalators and elevators they had?
No.
Come on, I made a comment about it.
I didn't listen to it yesterday.
It's
Williamson.
There.
I don't know. What was it?
No. Come on, chat room. Who makes escalators? It's not an Otis.
Actually, that should have been my first guess.
It's not Northwestern. It was a Montgomery.
Oh, of course.
See, I'm standing at the escalators before we got in, and I went, these are Montgomery escalators. And then later, we get in the... Well, come on. I mean, there's only so many different kinds, right?
Yeah.
And then we get in the elevator later, and Charlie says something about these are Montgomery elevators. And I just look at these guys, and they kind of grin. Yeah. They think I was nuts for noticing the escalators. Like, must have been important, because the tour guide said...
Yeah. Well, I've seen Otis elevators all over the place, especially in Charlotte. They must have cleaned up in Charlotte.
Oh, Otis invented the mechanical lift.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We also have another piece of audio wonder
audio in the wonder?
Remember When segment. I guess our old friend Spanky has jumped in here, and he wants to tell us about the 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah, well, actually what we did was we slipped him a doctored up script, so he's a little confused by it, but you'll hear it.
Take it away, Spank.
All right. 'Twas the Technorama before Christmas. Who writes this stuff? All right. 'Twas the Technorama before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even my computer mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that Robot Santa would soon be there. Robot Santa, I don't remember that. The children were all nestled and snug in their beds, while visions of Nintendo DS's danced in their heads. And Mama in her jammies and I in my cap had just turned off the monitor and settled down for a long winter's nap. When out in the yard rose such a clatter, I thought for a moment it was my hard drive platters. Away in the window I flew like an application made of flash. This doesn't sound right. I tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave the luster of midday to the objects below. When what to my wondering eyes would appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 metallic reindeer. With a mechanical driver so lively and quick, I knew for a moment it must be Robot Saint Nick. More rapid than quad-core eagles is what? More rapid than quad-core eagles as course as they came. And he whistled and shouted and called him by name. Now Prescott, now Drake, now Coppermine and Tanner. On Smithfield, on Aragon, and Orion and Spitfire. Okay, that didn't quite rhyme. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they met with an obstacle, mount into the sky. So up to the housetop, the coursers they flew, and a sleigh full of toys and Robot St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkle I heard on the roof the prancing and scraping of each metallic hoof. As I drew my head and was turning around, down the chimney Robot Santa came with a bound. He was dressed in all fur from his head to his foot, and his metallic encasing was tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they shined red, his facial indentions, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. surprised him to change anything about a sensor or something. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and his beard of his chin was as white as synthetic snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and then the smoke had encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a loud, round little belly that shook and laughed like a ball of nitroglycerin. Yeah, that didn't work. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old mechanical elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A blink of his visual sensor, oh, there it is, and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, and he went straight to his work and filled all his stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying a finger on the side of his nose, he gave a nod up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, and to his team he gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. That's a word I can't even say. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and live long and prosper." Okay, come on now. You boys aren't great.
There's nothing like an apple. But do you really appreciate everything that is an apple? Sure, there's the attractive outer skin, but then you get to the meat of your apple. Right down to the very core. There's a lot in there. Discover all the goodness your sweet apple can provide you, along with the occasional rotten spots, worms, and bugs. With the Typical Mac User podcast and website, go to typicalmacuser.com. Go on, take a bite. It's quite tasty.
Hey guys, this is Brewmaster Dave from the Britain Yankees.
Hey guys, this is Mark in Memphis.
Hey Chuck and Craig, this is Matt.
Hey Chuck, Craig, Zahadim.
This is Claudio.
Dwight from Ottawa here.
This is Scott Reynolds.
This is JT from the GeekCast.
Hey Chuck and Craig, Christmas Seattle calling.
Hey guys, it's Bruce.
Let your voice be heard. Call the Technorama listener line at 206-222-2428.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Hey, where can I find some good information about music and TV and videos and things?
Over here, in the media corner.
Wow, Spanky's really got a flair for the sci-fi.
Well, you know, something. It was that script we sent him. I thought it might trip him up, but, you know. We got to do Christmas our way. That's it.
That sounds like a campaign ad. Christmas, our way. All right, in the media corner, we have the Star Wars weather report.
Okay, I missed this one.
Okay, if you go to tomscott.com/weather/Star Wars, you can type in any city practically in the world, well, at least the major ones, and it will give you a corresponding where it feels like. So I typed in, like, Key West, Florida, and it says, 21C, partly cloudy. It's like Yavin 4 out there. I put in, there was no Appleton, Wisconsin, but there was Chicago, Illinois, which is pretty close. And it goes, 5°C. It says, it's as cold as Hoth out there.
That's funny. Yeah, I typed in my place, Charlotte, North Carolina. It said it was like, it's Hoth out there. And then I put in Hawaii, thinking of Mad Marv, and it said, it's like Yavin 4 out there.
Interestingly, I put in Cairo, Egypt, 14°C, fair. It's like Naboo out there.
Just not as treely or step land or whatever. Treely.
What? Let's see. Sydney. Now, there's only a few different settings here. So you got to kind of play along.
Foresty. That's what I meant. Foresty.
I put in Sydney, Australia. Whew. 28°C. Fair, windy. It's like Tatooine out there.
Russia, it's -1°C. Light freezing rain.
If you put in, if you put in a city that doesn't exist, this is what I thought was funny. I put in like Yarkov. Says weather in nowhere, huh? It's like Alderaan out there.
Just,
someone's got a good imagination.
Oh. Yeah, that's funny.
All right. Also, in the Star Wars arena, we have the Ladies of Star Wars playing cards. Don't read this like I did, because I thought it was the Ladies of Star Wars playing cards.
Like dogs playing poker?
Right, exactly. Here they are sitting around with their sunglasses and their shades on, and their hats pulled down low so nobody can see them. Well, yeah. No, these are better than that. These are the playing cards. So you got, you know, the Padme Amidala and the Princess Leia Organa. So, yeah, dressed in some of their better outfits, too.
Yeah, but who was that one at the bottom?
Koi Matil? Koi Matil?
Who is that?
And she looks like one of those aliens that has kind of the tentacles on their head.
Oh, I see that now.
Yeah, there were a couple Jedi like that, but I don't recognize that character at first.
So I'm sorry, I wasn't focusing on the tentacles.
I'm sure you weren't. You're focusing on the draperies. The advantages of watching the webcam. Yeah, and then you get me.
Yeah. Oh boy.
What's next? Oh, it's What the Chuck.
You?
Me? All right, hold on. Was that the right one? Yeah, it was.
What the Chuck? What's up with that?
I know, most of you are probably going to hear this after Christmas. But I wanted to know what you're hoping for this Christmas, or what you hope to have gotten this Christmas. Are you expecting to do any major purchases after the holidays? Because I was reading in the Wall Street Journal. Yes, I can read. And no, I don't have a subscription to the Wall Street Journal, but my 14-year-old daughter does for some reason. Go figure that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she had some spare airline points. So I think Donna used them to subscribe to the Wall Street Journal. And then we also get in the same subscription, like, Dog Weekly, or it's like, how about show
what?
Dogs? No, I'm kidding. I'm serious.
You're not kidding. You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
You're not serious.
We get the Wall Street Journal and Show Dog Magazine or something.
Wow.
Yeah, it's all
That's
over
a
the
deal,
place.
Man.
All for airline points.
Hey, and this just in, they both have the same news quality.
So are you expecting to do any major after holiday purchases? We're still holding off on our large screen TV, hoping to get some sales, because a lot of what I read is that, you know, holiday sales are down. The economy still isn't where everybody wants it to be. They're not trusting it. It's still kind of, as our CFO would say, lumpy.
Iffy.
Lumpy.
Lumpy.
Lumpy. Oh. It's got fits and starts and things. So we're hoping that will incent some of the retailers and whatnot to maybe make some special deals after Christmas, thinking, well, Christmas wasn't so good. Maybe we can make up on it.
Oh, you know they're going to do that regardless.
Well, is it going to be any better than, say, the Mad Monday or Black Friday or Technorama Tuesday?
Actually, I saw a bunch of sales that were, they were through January 2nd. At least that's what they said, so...
Marv writes he is holding out for a laptop. He was thinking about doing after Christmas sales on that.
I saw a couple of good ones. What is it, Gizmodo? One of those sites they show a bunch of deals, and I've seen so many laptops. I'm like, I wouldn't even know which one to get. But I know they got a bunch of good ones out there for $500-$700, something like that.
Susie the Geek in the chat room writes that she got a decent sale on a TV that was way better than a Black Friday deal. See, I think the retailers know people are going to come out on Black Friday and only mark down certain things to kind of hook you in the store. But then a lot of the stuff is not on sale.
Well, look at the Blu-ray player I got. You know, I told you how much it was. You got it for the same price, essentially.
Yeah.
And what's funny is, I bought it for $149, that Samsung BDP 1600, whatever it was.
Beat it.
So I bought it, $149. Thought, well, that's not bad, you know, with sale or not. And then one of my friends said, hey, check out the Black Friday prices on that thing. $149.
Oops. Well, you know, it's still a really good price.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for DVD / Blu-ray, whatever. Streaming your Netflix. Have you used yours yet?
No, it's under the tree. I'm not allowed to open it until tomorrow or Friday. No.
Oh, yeah. I see. Did you get a new TV?
No.
Okay.
But I just want to play with the Netflix and YouTube stuff.
Oh, you'll like it. Yeah, it works good.
I'm sure Lisa will, too. She's a movie-on-demand person.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're hoping for. Let us know what you're hoping for. Send us your voicemails or emails.
Call the listener line at 206-222-CHAT.
That would be our Geek Library music, right?
Oh, yeah. Almost forget it.
Okay. In the Geek Library, I have just one quick thing. Now, this is a little application that I found for my iPod Touch, also available for the iPhone, called i.tv. Now, don't get confused. There are a couple of things out there called iTV.
Mm-hmm.
This one is i.tv. It's a free application. It lets you browse your local TV lineup for the U.S. and Canada. Sorry if you're outside those regions. You can not manage your Netflix queue as well as you can online, but if you find something and say, hey, put that in my queue, or also PhoneFlix, ties in with iTunes. You can schedule TiVo shows. So from here, I can say, I've got two TiVos. If I find a show that I want, I can say, record that one. And it will queue it up on my TiVo. It won't tell you if you have a conflict, and it won't do a season pass manager. But, you know, generally, if you know when your regular shows are on, and you go, oh, this one's on at 3 a.m., I think I'm pretty good on that one.
Yeah.
It will also act as an IP remote for the TiVo Series 3, you know, the TiVo series, the HD TiVos, and Roku.
Oh, yeah.
And you can set up favorites, so you can start looking through your shows and go, oh, when's the next, Fringe on, or something like that, and see that stuff. And best of all, it's free. So that's kind of my little iPod Touch application Christmas present for you, the friendly listener.
Well, if you're a DirecTV subscriber like I am, there is a DirecTV app out there that does something similar. It doesn't do the Netflix and all that kind of stuff, and the iTunes and all that stuff like you're talking about. But I can be out and about, and as long as I've got connection, I can tell it to record to my unit downstairs. And actually, we have two units in here, so if I tell it to record, I can pick which one it's going to go to.
That's pretty cool.
So yeah, it's similar, but so if you got DirecTV service, go get it. It's free as well.
Go do it now.
Yeah, it's free.
Also wanted to let you know that we are taking off the Christmas weekend. Both Craig and I will be spending time with our families, and we will be back on our regular schedule. What is that? January 3rd. Yeah, Sunday night, January 3rd, we'll be recording. So if you want to listen in and join us live in the brand new shiny chat room and watch us on the brand new shiny plug-in web app thing that Craig wrote right on the front page. Love to see you there. 10 p.m. Eastern time, Sunday night, January 3rd. We'll be back on schedule, and then you get the shows in your regular podcast stream in the subsequent days after that. So I understand CES is coming up. We're going to be watching out for the wacky and crazy stuff that's coming up there.
Mm-hmm. That's always cool and goofy stuff, too.
Oh, I'm sure there's going to be, like, tons of netbooks and ebook readers and things, but there's going to be some crazy stuff, too. Maybe we should re-roll that clip that you did with Kevin Devon about the tiniest computing stuff again.
Yeah. Toss it in the carpet.
It's been so long, some of our listeners may not actually know these references. So
this is true. Man, we should recycle some of those.
It's timeless.
Hey, and also, don't forget, reset your IRC clients.
Oh, that's right.
We are at irc.thinstack.net. And, of course, it's pound technorama is the chat room.
Or hash, if you're in the UK.
Hash, or Octothorpe. But it's all free, of course, just as it always has been. And their chat clients change on the front page. You can go check it out. Go hit the little webcam chat thing, and it'll take you right there. So there you go. ThinStack, yay for the win.
Thank you. We appreciate your support. Thank you for listening to Technorama. If you like the show, there are many ways to show your love. You can call us on the listener line at 206-222-2428. If you've got a message for Craig for his birthday, you don't want to leave it there, email me. I'll tell you where you can leave the message because we got something going on with him.
Oh, boy.
If you send it there, he's going to hear it, and that's not what we want yet.
Yeah, yeah, don't do that.
We've got email, technorama@chuckchat.com. That goes to our entire staff. You can follow us on Twitter, Technorama. That's the whole show. You can get all the great stories and things that are coming out, maybe little insights, bits of wisdom, quirkiness that we've got, or C. Tomasi and Step K. Those are our private channels.
Hey, baby. I'm sorry, I'm texting and podcasting. Is that okay?
Are you allowed to tweet at a mile high?
You can.
Check all this stuff out at the website, chuckchat.com, for all the forum, you know, all that good stuff. And as we mentioned, the tip jar is there too. Thank you again, Mark in Memphis, for his generous Christmas donation. We want to thank the people who make Technorama possible. Madmar, for all the great blog content. Oh. Yes, you, the listener, because without you, this would only be half a podcast. Craig and I would get together once a week and just kind of talk about funny stuff we've found. And
yeah, what fun is that? We keep it to ourselves.
Ustream, who keeps our modest live stream going on typically Sunday night or whenever we decide to podcast, and has an archive of lots of great stuff from previous recordings that we started collecting. They're like money, pennies, that kind of stuff. Yeah. Chat room is provided now by ThinStack.net. Thank you, Freenode.net, for all your years of service. And thank you, Steve Rickenberg, for turning us on to ThinStack.net. Much better way to go. This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech, and we're happy to do the Christmas special. Go check it out at FriendsInTech.com. We're also affiliated with Farpoint Media and all the great podcasts over there. Hey, till next time, tell a friend about Technorama. Merry Christmas and a binary high five.
101. Ho, 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 ho.
Oh, okay, thanks, Phil. I'll take that beer. Hey, how can I help you, young man?
I'm looking for my dad, Lenny. Have you seen him?
I think you're on the wrong podcast. He's over at Technorama. Go out the beer garden and turn left.
Hey, what's going on here? There's a guy in here who's not old enough to be in here.
He's looking for his dad, Lenny.
Oh, all right. He went out the back in the beer garden. Take a left.
Okay.
Okay, thank. Bye.